The Osgood File, sponsored by Pure Silk Shave Cream for Women, made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to help your legs look and feel like pure silk. This is Dave Ross. It's been almost 40 years since a hijacker who came to be known as D.B. Cooper strapped himself into a Navy parachute and jumped out with $200,000 in cash. He was over Washington State at the time, but he might as well have jumped into another dimension. Part of the money was found, but the FBI has never been able to find him, unless...
I do know, after talking with an FBI agent last night, they are looking at a new suspect.
Author Jeffrey Gray on the latest clues in the D.B. Cooper case after this. The first thing you need to know about D.B. Cooper is that he didn't call himself that. He called himself Dan Cooper, which meant nothing at the time.
But we now know that Dan Cooper is actually the name of a French comic book character who, in the 50s and 60s, flew airplanes and jumped out of them with parachutes.
Jeffrey Gray is the author of Skyjack, The Hunt for D.B. Cooper. Then there was the way Cooper worded his ransom demand.
He demanded $200,000 in American currency. If this was just somebody who was American, he might have just asked for $200,000.
Leading to speculation he may have been French-Canadian. The new lead, announced by the FBI, involves matching fingerprints on Cooper's clip-on tie to a man who died more than 10 years ago. But Jeffrey Gray says there's a much better piece of evidence out there.
That evidence could come in the form of 8 Raleigh filter-tipped cigarette butts.
Because, you see, you could smoke on planes back then.
He was a chain smoker, and he was smoking these Raleighs on that flight, and he was stuffing them in his ashtray in row 18.
The FBI saved those butts, but there was no DNA testing back in 1971. And guess what's happened to the evidence bag since then?
Missing. It was unclear where the cigarette butts are.
Like everything else involving the man who committed America's only unsolved hijacking.
It was the perfect crime.
The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, August 2nd, 2011.